All right. Welcome back to the podcast. This is like kind of loud. Sorry I haven't had an episode in like, four fucking weeks. But we're back, and today we're joined by the number one YouTube pranksters.
Hey.
In my mind's at least. Fellow Canadians.
Oh, yeah.
Fellow Canadians.
The boys.
The boys. With the boy.
I'm going to have to lower this. I'm short.
Kings of the Full Send.
Oh, yeah.
You like that one?
I do.
That's what I just came up with. Kings of the Full Send. There you go.
I'll take it.
If this shit is like, you can adjust that shit if you like, if it's turning. Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Oh, okay, there we go.
Yeah, is that better?
Yeah.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers. Nelk.
It's Ronis Cody. Nelk.
Thanks for having us.
No worries. Thanks for coming on. Fellow Canadians, how's it feel being in LA?
It's sick, man.
Yeah?
It's dope.
Yeah? You guys were here like pretty recently, weren't you? What have you guys been doing? You guys been traveling all over the fucking place. Like, what is your life?
Traveling. A lot of traveling.
Is that, yeah?
Back and home, back and forth. Spent some time in the States a lot. When did we see you last? VidCon,
yeah.
We were pounding vodka waters.
Vodka waters.
Yeah, that was a messy night.
Jeez. But, yeah, just traveling a lot. We like to roadie a lot just because it makes, like, exciting footage.
Yeah.
But.
You gotta be careful about the visa. Like regulations, though, right?
Oh yeah.
Isn't there a certain
stopped at the border pretty hard this time?
Yeah. No way, really?
Hard. Oh, yeah.
What'd they say?
Well, we got this whole like court shit going on back home, and it's not done yet.
Okay.
So, and there are two criminal charges. So
two,
they popped up, and like,
we're laughing though. We're good, but
yeah,
it's not technically done with yet. So it pulled up when we crossed the border.
Okay.
And they were like really sketch about it, like asking us about it and shit. So it was literally up to this guy's one decision whether to like, I would have cried, man, if he didn't let us across the border.
Fuck,
I would have been so mad.
And had you already driven?
Yeah, we drove like 2 hours away from home, but they decided to let us through.
So when they searched your name, it popped up on their like computer or whatever. They're like, yo, these guys are criminals. Or like,
it says
like
what does it say, pending? It said pending or something, or like whatever it said.
Like, cause it's like, we're accused.
We're accused.
You just haven't, okay.
Yeah.
You haven't beaten the case yet.
No, not yet.
Can you talk about it or no?
We can't. I wish we could. Off camera, we will.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's something involving like a prank or whatever, or you can't talk about that either. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. I'm just like,
honestly, we just shouldn't. Just
Fair enough. Drop a banger about it.
But
that's crazy, man. The shit you guys did at Google,
you
absurd.
Like yeah. So
was
funny.
It, was that, sorry, so the what I'm talking about is they did like a prank video. You guys post prank videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're great. The reason why I like them is because they're not like shitty, over the top, like fucking with people that, you know, like, I don't know. Like
ruining their day and shit.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just like being funny to them.
Yeah.
Which is some shit that's just like, it's not hard to watch, you know?
Yeah.
For me, like I'm sensitive to that shit. I'm like,
yeah.
Like Supreme Patty can't watch that kid's videos because making messes in public and shit. I'm just like, oh, I don't fuck with that. Yeah. But you guys just like talk to people and it's hilarious.
It's more about like us being like improv and funny.
Yeah.
Trying to like get a guy to fucking punch.
We play that same character, that like degenerate idiot that like lives with his mom
Stoner.
Like that, stoner. Yeah. Like just, fun.
And so you guys went to the Google headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess I should start by saying, what's the thing? Like people send you guys work outfits?
Yeah.
So how did that whole thing start? Explain that.
Actually, we used to just get them from friends and shit, like McDonald's, Starbucks, what else?
Yeah.
Walmart.
Tons.
But now people Target. Send them to us. Like we opened up a P.O. box, so they just like dish us uniforms.
And then what do you do with them?
Throw them on, go into stores, pretend to work there, fuck with the customers, the employees, and then sometimes we quit. Like you jump up, say, I quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, has this gotten easier? The more you do it, because you guys are like pretty good. If I were to do that, I feel like my first time I'd be like, like nervous, like stuttering and shit.
You get used to like how to approach the like situation now, how to like not get arrested, how to like do it properly.
Yeah.
But no, it's always the same.
How to not get arrested.
That's it's seriously like,
that's a major concern.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, how like you guys snuck into the Google headquarters. I was like, this is some serious shit. There's like, this is a public company. There's like,
yeah,
there's like,
well, we do work for them too. That's the thing. That's good.
Yeah, I know. I was like, they could just straight up delete your fucking channel. Yeah.
That's what we were thinking.
It was in our heads.
We wanted to do an office shot so bad somewhere. We wanted to do like fake businessman employee.
Yeah.
We tried to pull it off in Chicago, but we couldn't get into any offices. So we wanted that thumbnail of like a cubicle, like just fucking being an idiot in the office. So
what happened in Chicago that you couldn't get into?
You had to like scan in.
Every door's locked.
This kid in San Fran hit us up and he had an old Google Pass. And it didn't scan and shit. but you just like, I just put it on and then you're just like super confident, follow this lady in. And then like Google is so chill. Like you walk in, there's like a bar there with like tequila. Yeah. And like, so it's so chill. But
that's where we don't take it too far though. We don't like use it to like, cause we could have got free food, free drinks, free whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's when it's illegal. Like we literally went there to shoot and that's it.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah. You probably don't want to push it, right? You're already like,
cause that's how they'll get you. You eat like one meal and all of a sudden like they're suing you for like a grand or something.
Yeah.
Like the pasta was expensive or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you got to be careful with like the whiteboards and shit because there's like, you know, there's like proprietary info on those fucking things. Like, you film that. Did you guys blur
so much?
But did you blur after?
What do you mean?
I thought when I watched it for the first time, it wasn't blurred. And then you guys like blurred it on YouTube.
905.
Yeah.
905 was on blur duty and he slipped up
That must have been a nightmare fucking blurring that whole thing.
Yeah. It was a lot of blurring. It was a long day. That's why. But
yeah. Dude, it turned out fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
That shit was so funny.
It was a good one. It was fun.
What's like the, so have you been arrested before? Oh, I guess like for this shit, but anything else other than those, like,
I've never been charged before.
No,
I've been like arrested and then released. That's it though. Just for like back in the day, like grade 10, just fucking around and shit.
Really? For what? What'd you
like
do?
Some Nicki nine door, like kind of shit.
I didn't even know. Just, okay.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Like drinking out in public or something.
Yeah.
Arrested. I don't know.
Where are you guys from again?
Just outside Toronto. I'm from Mississauga.
Oh, dude, my sister lives there now.
Really?
Yeah.
What, like, just moved what area? There.
Everyone is from Mississauga.
I don't know.
What is with us?
I don't know what area. Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Mississauga.
Yeah. Her, she used to live in Toronto. I just was there like in November or October.
Yeah.
Toronto's fucking awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty dope.
It's so dope. It's like a better, well, it's not a better, but it's like a cleaner New York.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So sick.
Where, and you're from?
Calgary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fellow Canadian.
I know. That's
I got to admit, you guys' accents just, you sound like my parents. It's awesome.
Really?
It's fucking awesome. What? Can I hear it?
Yeah.
You guys have the thickest accents.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
That's crazy.
100%.
Like everything we say or
everything.
Certain things?
Everything.
What?
Yeah. It's also like the way you say it.
Yeah.
Like for the boys, hey? Like
yeah.
How old are you guys?
I'm 23.
Okay.
24.
Okay. So how did you guys get into the whole thing?
Just starting out doing it for fun, honestly.
Yeah.
Watching, like, me and my boys always watch pranks. Like, you watch the pranks and shit.
Yeah.
Just back in the day. And then, obviously, when it was hot on YouTube, like, we just started doing it for fun kind of thing. And then once we started getting views, it's just, like, more encouraging, obviously. Always wanted to do YouTube, like, watch YouTube and stuff. So when you start, like, getting views, it's obviously encouraging. You just keep going. And, like, I don't know how it happened. Like, me and Jesse started, like, 3 years ago when we met.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Or maybe a little.
Four.
I've been saying three for like the last whatever. But I guess it is four now maybe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How do you like you got to buy like the lav mic and shit like that?
What do you guys shoot with?
We got a shitty camera. We actually might buy one after
today,
the podcast.
Yeah,
no way, today?
Yeah, the autofocus sucks, so we got to buy a new one.
Yeah.
Are you going to get like a camcorder? Or like how do you film the long distance
like,
shit?
You want like an action cam for pranks. Like we have like the DSLR for B-roll and vlogging.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you want like a point and shoot type thing. Like,
oh, it's like the skater camera.
The cheap ones now. For, people just use them for like filming their daughters and like birthday parties.
Yeah,
and
lame shit.
Shit
that doesn't matter.
Yeah. So they're cheap now. So.
Yeah. That's dope. And what's the 905 shooter? What's your relationship with him?
So I know 905, we went to high school together. And then he would always like take some photos of us like just randomly. Like I'd hit him up whenever and I'd just be like, you want to come? Like he'd just come chill. And then we started like the style where we actually have a filmer following us because everyone's like vlogging and we didn't really like that. You know?
Yeah.
It just looks so much better, more like a reality show or something.
Mm-hmm.
So then he just started doing it with us like whenever again. And then he quit his job, what, 2 months ago? Or more? Okay.
Your perception of time is so important.
5 months ago, he quit his job, Walmart. And then we just hired him full time. Now he's with us.
So you're from Canada too?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I live in the same city as,
oh, word. You've always been into like photography and shit like that and videography?
I'd say about 3, almost 4 years now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the style of having like a dedicated shooter.
It looks so much better.
It looks better. It's like, it just allows you as like the improv person or whatever to like get more into the bit.
Yeah.
Because you're not focusing on like even just for vlog shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You're not like, if you're not holding the camera, it's like part of your brain that's not focused on like angles and shit like that. You're just like, whatever.
It just
so
looks
here,
so much
so it's taken care
vlogging's
of.
Just like,
it's so saturated too. Like everyone was vlogging and it's just like, I don't know. I didn't personally watch too many of them.
Do you guys have separate vlog channels, or do you?
We used to, but we kind of went through a phase of like trying to do that for a bit.
Yeah.
Then we just decided to
like everyone on YouTube does.
Yeah. Mix the vlog with the prank. That's what we kind of do now, right?
It's like cool. Yeah, it's dope.
It's just like more fun for us too.
I mean, it works better because it like it seems like now you guys have like, you know, people get to know you.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not, you're not like sacrificing that format at the same time.
You need like, if you just do pranks, man, they'll never like,
never.
They'll never subscribe for you. They won't know your personality. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's important.
So what's it been like when you guys go to colleges now, do you have like fans?
Especially in Canada.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's crazy in Canada.
It's nuts now.
Cause the humor is just like, everyone talks, not just because of us, but just like, I don't know, they talk like that too.
It's like the Canadian full college humor. Like, yeah. Like they like talk like that. Like, that's full what,
that's
baby.
That's what I mean, dude. Yeah.
My cousin
is the exact same way.
Really? Yeah.
He came home. I was home for Christmas and he's like, yeah, I was just doing it for the boys, you know, like it's full send. And I was like, dude, you just like sound like Nelk.
I know.
It's hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
That Canadian slang.
It's so funny.
It's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Who edits your shit?
We all do actually now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Effort.
Yeah.
Because like the subtitles and shit, they're all like a...
Nino's on subtitles. He kills it.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
What like font is that? You don't have to reveal your secrets.
Don't tell him the font.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it? You know, it's like an iMovie font, no? Or yeah, Final Cut, whatever. It's in there. It's a stock font.
No, oh, is it?
It's like a stock font.
Okay.
You want me to reveal it?
Yeah, I don't care.
The big explosion. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Fox 3D.
There you go.
It's a secret to life right there.
That's what this podcast is all about. Revealing trade secrets.
Yeah.
So how much money do you guys make? No, I'm kidding. Hey, if we're on fonts, we might as well talk.
Yeah.
What's your favorite prank you've ever done? Or what's like, what's your favorite one? I've just done a shit ton.
The Coke pranks obviously just like our like most memorable one. Like it started us out like big and stuff.
Explain that one.
We actually did it around the corner from
here. Yeah, we were going to go there after to check out the spot, but we were in Venice Beach and we had a shitload of Coke, like Coca-Cola cans in the back of our trunk. And then basically like we were asking people if they want Coke and then till cops came and then we all like acted sketchy in the car and shit. And then this guy just jumps and was like, yo, we got a bunch of Coke in the back, and they fucking handcuffed us and everything. And then like opened the back and they obviously saw it was just like the pun on Coke, but.
Holy shit, dude.
And then we
scared?
Did it again at Mexico.
I don't even remember, man.
You did that in Mexico?
At the border. Yeah. Fuck. In Tijuana.
You want to get killed? Or are you trying to get killed?
Oh, we almost... They tried to steal our car. They literally tried robbing us. It was like, fucked.
That's got to be like the dumbest place to do that prank.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
That border is sketchy as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Tijuana is, in general, sketchy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Hong Kong. Yeah, dude. Been there.
Yeah.
Hong Kong's lit.
Sacred nights.
Yep. It's crazy. So okay, with the Coke prank, you were offering people Coke until you got the cops called on you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really know that they were gonna come. The original prank was just like, you want some Coke, and then we'd open up the trunk and be like, but then the cops pulled up and we were just gonna do like another shot with it, but we didn't expect it to go like that at all.
And what happened? What did they do? They were like, get your hands.
They handcuffed us right away.
Cuffed us, put me in the car, and then. Cuffed you
because I guess someone reported it
and they were like, yo, these two kids are selling Coke on the boardwalk.
Yeah, I guess.
Pretty crazy.
It's really weird. Like, would you ever like call the cops on a like a drug dealer?
I know,
like that's something I never do.
I'm guessing they must have been around
these
the corner
kids.
Or something.
Yeah, I guess Venice does have a lot of just people walking around, like cops wise, but
there's also just tons of people selling drugs. Like the Venice boardwalk is like the sketchiest fucking place. I think the majority of the people are selling drugs on the boardwalk,
literally.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that you guys got the cops.
It's like a Tuesday. It's like, what are you doing?
What do you do? That's crazy.
We actually weren't going to upload that video, which is crazy. We shot it and we thought we didn't get the right angles or it didn't come out good. And we weren't going to upload it. Now it's sitting at like 22 mil. It's our biggest vid. Like,
really?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Is that the one that like kind of got everything started?
That was our first or second viral, probably. Yeah.
Kind of just like an image thing. Like if I meet a fan or anyone, everyone just like normally brings that up. You know, you have that one video that... You're recognized for, like...
Did you guys make up that joke? Like, didn't other people have, like, the Coca-Cola Coke thing?
Yeah, no,
like,
we didn't make that up. No, okay, everyone was doing that, like, the pot and, like, a pot. Like,
okay.
So we kind of just did it on cops, though, which I guess...
Yeah.
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 And then what else? What's other... What's tell me some other crazy prank stories.
Crazy? I guess like the jail thing was funny, too. When we went to jail, tell them that story.
Like in jail?
So we're in the cell. We're awaiting our bail, like, hearing.
Okay.
And we're in like a room, like a big room with all like the criminals and shit. And there's like, it's literally like a movie, man. Like you had every guy there. Like,
oh yeah. Every typical character every you've typical seen in a movie.
Guy, like the big black guy. He's like yelling through the wall to his like girlfriend on the other side of the wall.
The face
he's like,
yo, babe. Guy.
He's like, babe. And shit. Like he's talking her through the wall. Oh, he knows the exact spot on the wall. But anyways.
What?
When the cop called us in, he's like, yo, Nelk boys.
We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill. You get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Because I guess one of the cops like knew us.
No way.
Yeah, so when we went to the bail hearing, we came back in the room, and then everyone's looking at us, like 20 guys, and they're like, why'd they call you Nelk boys?
Thought it was like a gang or something.
Yeah.
So me and him were like, yeah, we told
them
videos, like,
it's just,
like,
we just do pranks. We had to tell them why we're in there. And then we told them about the coke prank, and they all saw it, and they started dying. They're like, we saw it on Facebook, because like someone posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, that shit probably got ripped.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hell
someone
times.
Made a shit ton of money off that.
Yeah.
Does that happen to your videos a lot? Do they
it
get ripped?
Did,
and
yeah.
Do you guys do Facebook too?
SoFlow used to shred us.
Oh, really?
SoFlow. Oh,
fuck that kid, man.
We got to find
him. We almost fucking paid him once to post our video. Like, we knew nothing back in the day.
Oh, to like get it promoted or what?
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, it was good because now everyone's seen it. So it's like, it's a good thing, but
yeah. Damn.
Got like crazy. 130 million on Facebook. Imagine you got a dollar CPM on that. Jeez.
130 million? Dude, I feel like Facebook views are just like fake.
I know. They're just like 1 billion.
Because it's all moms.
This time, it's like someone's aunt scrolling down
a lot
Facebook.
Of aunties, eh?
Just totally passes your video, but it starts playing. They count that as a view. It's like, no, she didn't even watch 2 seconds of that shit.
She didn't speak
She's
English.
She's checking up on her nephews. You know what I'm talking about?
Literally.
The one you did with the Patriots fans or whatever.
Oh, the Super Bowl. Fans.
Yeah. Did you almost get, like, here? Have you ever gotten, like, almost knocked out? Have you ever gotten,
honestly,
like, a physical fight?
No. That's the difference, I think, with us.
I've
we
been
really
swung on,
like,
once. That's it.
Yeah, like way back.
Because we don't beef them like too hard. You know what I mean? We kind of more just act like an idiot. I think they're more like, get me the fuck away from this guy.
Yeah.
Tell them the idea where you almost got snuffed. Because it was something you'd probably punch
I don't
someone.
Even remember what it was.
Was it the plastic thing?
Oh, it was back in the day. Yeah, it was like some weird one. We went up to guys and said, like, want to get plastic surgery. Like,
had like a pamphlet.
You're kind of like, you're kind of ugly and shit. And then like some guys got so offended, actually tried to punch us.
Really?
Yeah.
That reminds me of the Danny Duncan one where he's wearing gigantic shoes. You ever seen this one?
I don't know.
He just tells guys they have small feet.
Oh.
That's and he's wearing these like clown shoes. They're huge. They're like size 30 or some shit. Like they're like comically large. He's like, why are your feet so small? And the dudes get so offended.
That's a good idea.
They're like, fuck you. Why are your feet so fucking big?
That's so funny.
That's jokes, dude. It's hilarious.
So what else, like where else are you going to go on this road trip? What's the plan?
This was our last stop.
Yeah. LA?
Yeah.
And so now you're just here for a while?
Yep.
And you're going to just shoot?
Just shoot, grind out. Yeah. Got a place till the end of March. So
it's been good. Like a lot of people hitting us up and just like, it's, you know, obviously LA. It's just good to be here.
Yeah. It's just like everyone's here.
Yeah.
We want to try to like do some pranks with celebrities or something. Maybe try to like make that happen.
Like who?
I don't know.
Or like what?
I mean, like imagine
some punked shit,
like Seth Rogen, like pretending to work at Walmart. Or something.
Oh yeah, that'd
like,
be hilarious.
Be,
like someone
playing the
funny,
stoner.
Yeah.
You ever watch Danny on the or not Danny, Billy on the Street?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So fucking funny, dude, and they do that shit so well.
Yeah,
like Andy Samberg, Seth Rogen, they're like all like the cameramen or whatever.
Any of those guys. Yeah. Imagine them putting on a Walmart vest and like, so that'd be so funny.
That'd be so goddamn funny.
Yeah.
What's the best like place that you've pretended to work at or pretended to quit, I guess?
I don't know. We done Apple.
Well, you did Apple?
Yeah.
You were on like the Apple? Oh, the Apple Store.
Yeah, Apple Store.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened there?
I don't know. What did we do? Oh, that video got deleted actually.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think someone reported it or something.
Because they were in it?
Yeah.
Is that like ever a concern?
What?
Like people being in the videos? Because like...
Oh, yeah.
They have the right to be like, yo, I'm in this.
Dude, everyone sees it now. It's fucked.
That's one thing with being bigger. It sucks. Like
some random... We did a car salesman one in Miami, like lowballing Miami car salesman.
Yeah.
And like the guy saw it and he's like...
Dude, he's
35,
like a random Italian guy from like... You know what I mean?
And he reported it like because we didn't blur his face.
Oh, okay.
And then we had to blur it.
So what, you just could go in afterwards and blur it?
Yeah.
And you can keep
it
up?
We do blur it. Like, we're starting to now.
Yeah.
Because we know that's probably the next thing we'll get fucked with. We're going to, like, ruin some girls. Like, she's going to get bullied because we posted her or something, you know? So we got to be careful now.
Yeah. It's probably that dude's daughter or something that watched the video and was
maybe.
Like,
The internet's crazy, man. I didn't know you're so liable for the shit you do on it kind of thing. No, like, freedom of speech. But I mean, like, it's fucked, like... Going through the whole court thing, like everything you do, if you tweet, if you like it's all like
really
bring into court.
Mm-hmm. They can just use out any of that shit.
I have no idea. Like, I'm careful now.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
It is.
Yeah. And we're posting dick pics and shit.
Yeah, exactly. When you're publicly posting dick pics on the story and everything.
Gotta watch.
Yeah.
Who sees it?
So what's the live prank thing all about?
We just thought it would be kind of fun to like do. Just because we're
you're doing pranks on your Instagram. How'd you get the mic like hooked up to the...
That we're figuring out. I feel like that's possible. But right now what we're doing is we have the cameraman in the car filming and then we hook it up through the aux. So the sound... So say if I go up to someone's door or something.
Everyone can hear it in the car.
Everyone
can
hear it in
the car. And you just turn the volume up.
Oh.
And then you can hear it. It's
and
dope.
Then on the phone, you just zoom in on the door, whatever you're doing. Like. And then
oh, that's genius.
Yeah. So it's going to be sick.
Have you done one yet?
No, we didn't. We've done it before, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do some this week. Just ask guys, like, you go up to the door and be like, can I use your shitter?
just like random people?
Yeah.
Can I get your
maybe
Wi-Fi?
On frat row, actually.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, at
USC? Or what's the other one? UCLA?
UCLA.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Have you ever fucked with, like, frat dudes before?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they're pretty...
We should do a prank on them. Yeah.
I know.
And put it in the title.
Yeah, that's what fucking... I think Danny did that, actually.
Really?
He, like, fucked with them. They were like, he, like... Try to get into their party or something.
Oh, really?
And he's like, we're not having it. They're like, who do you fucking know here, bro? Yeah. And he was like, he was just like making fun of them to their face. Because they're like pretty cookie cutter frat dudes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, just a giant cliche.
Yeah.
I think we had that one idea to go to a frat house and play kind of nerdy or some shit. Like ask to get into the party.
Oh.
And they say no. You walk out and then you're like, all right, girls, like, they don't want us to come in. And then you have, like, fucking 20 models.
More. Fifth.
In the bush.
Dude.
And they're all in, like, bikinis. Kind of like a gold digger prank, at a frat row.
Dude, we should shoot that.
No, that is genius.
Yeah.
That is genius.
Someone's going to fucking take that now. We got to shoot that.
You got to do it ASAP.
Yeah.
We got to get a bunch of girls for that.
That would be so easy, though. Funny.
We'll just go through Nino's DMs or...
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Do you guys, like, which casting? Do you guys, like, cast people for...
No, I don't even know.
I think we've done a few. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's pretty cheap. You can get people to do.
Yeah, I guess.
Not like
in
the
LA.
Prank people that you prank, but like if you want like actors like to, you know, like that.
Especially
like,
down here, I bet. You just need a sexy chick. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Who was the girl in the pizza videos?
Which one?
She's cute.
The one at the mansion?
The one that she gets naked.
Yeah.
Oh, is there two?
I think, yeah. Is it a blonde girl or no?
Blonde girl, yeah.
Yeah. Her name's Ashley.
Yeah,
she's from Canada. She's like an Instagram girl too.
Yeah,
we just met her at a club or something and hit her up.
Huh? What's it like coming from doing this whole thing coming from Canada? Like, is it weird now, like being in LA?
I mean, we've been here a couple times, so like we kind of know it is two different worlds, though.
Yeah,
it's so crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Hardest part is like trying to keep a world or a life going on back home and then like being here. Like back when we used to come here for 6 months at a time. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, you kind of got to build a life here, you know?
Yeah. I was just in, was that the goal to be here full time?
I think so.
In LA?
Yeah. Get some visas and it's where you got to be.
Yeah. I mean, at least have a place here. Like, if we had the money,
yeah,
that'd be sick.
You need to fly home
yeah.
when you need to.
Just go home whenever, yeah. whatever. That'd be dope.
Dude, the visa is just not easy.
I know.
To get,
do you
man.
Have one?
Yeah, I do. It was a bitch. I'm on my fifth visa. Fifth different type, too.
Damn.
Yeah.
So would you do it as, like, talent, or how do you, like, approach that? Like,
yeah, it's like a O-1 visa.
Okay.
Which is, like, a... It's called
like call you like an actor or something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Basically, although like it's like on my on it, I think it says like social media or YouTube or something like that.
Oh, really?
So every time I go through, they're like, you know, those dudes are like the biggest dicks ever, and they're like, what do you do? Like, what'd you get an O-1 for? This is what the guy really? Most recently. I just was in Whistler.
Yeah.
And coming back through, he's like, you have an O-1? What for? And I was like, it's for YouTube. He's like, you can get those things for YouTube. I was like, man, I don't know, man. Shouldn't you fucking know this? You're,
I know.
You still
you're
the answer porters. Questions.
Oh, every like time, they every ask, fucking time.
I thought a visa is just like you're
no,
in.
No, they gotta like make sure the visa's legit. Like you're not faking it and all this shit. Because you can like fake a visa.
Really?
Yeah. I and so they're you. Like, they're like, he was like, so how many subscribers do you have then? And I like told him, and he was like, oh, must be a pretty decent income. And I was like, this is your front of your fucking business,
yeah. Dude. They ask
I feel
so
like they ask because they want to actually know too.
I know.
No, I feel like it's just personal.
Yeah. That's what I feel too.
Yeah.
Every time they're
what
like,
what are you worth?
Like, yeah, yeah, exactly.
You make money
really?
Off
you make pretty good money.
They think you're
off
lying.
Do you think I could? Do you think I can make videos?
Yeah.
Do you think I got it?
Do I have a personality?
Tell me honestly. Just without, imagine me without this fucking Border Patrol suit. Could I vlog?
Can I borrow your maybe camera?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could I? You got a mic?
That's funny.
Dude, maybe I'll just start doing custom agents vlog. No one's tapping that market
no
yet.
One.
It's really interesting. The people you see. Actually, isn't that a fucking show now?
Border Patrol?
Yeah, in Vancouver, they
oh,
do
yeah.
that shit.
I can't watch it. That show scares the shit out of me.
I've never seen it. Is it like...
Yeah.
I've never
dude,
seen it.
Is it
apparently
intense?
People just like bring bad shit.
Unless it's like
filmed in a week and then they like make one episode. But like it seems like every person comes through has got like a shotgun in their like luggage or something. Like it's crazy.
People are bringing like alligator skin and shit like that. Like, you can't fucking bring this. Like why did you think you could bring this? Google it one time. Before you show up at the border, can I bring $1 million in cash?
Or the classic?
Probably not.
One job.
Brings like a bunch of nuts and seeds from like another country or like.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Remember we crossed the border once and this lady opened up her suitcase and she literally had all this like fruit and meat
yeah,
and shit.
Corn on the cob. Like it's like
man, trying to cook on the plane.
Yeah. It's like, what are you fucking doing?
I don't know.
Save some money, you know, buy a bunch of meat at duty free. There's no meat there.
You could write a whole stand-up on that. Right
I know,
now.
Yeah.
That's a good, like,
yeah.
That was
premise.
Funny, actually.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You guys ever go watch comedy while you're here?
No, I
would. You should go to the comedy store.
Yeah?
It's great. It's fucking great. What about, like, the beach? You ever?
Yeah, we literally just, when did we get here? Like, Thursday?
Yeah, we haven't been here long, but we'll definitely be here.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll go surfing.
You do it.
You
do? Come surfing, yeah. 100%. Do you guys surf?
Never surfed.
Oh, never mind. I'm going to be sick that day then.
You have to hold my board.
Yeah, I'm going to be brutal.
Paddle for me.
Yeah, you guys are going to be wearing water wings.
You skate though, right?
I used to skate.
Are you? Yeah.
I used to. I don't know. Every time I try to pick it back up, I hurt myself.
Yeah.
So just like, I'm like at the point where it's like, all right, I'm just not going to try it anymore.
Yeah. Got to walk around with like a rolled ankle. And
yeah.
Shit, yeah.
I fucking... rolled my ankle like last year and I couldn't walk for like I had to go to the hospital. I thought it was broken.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk for I was on crutches for like a month.
No way.
Yeah, shit sucked. It was like a serious sprained ankle, I guess. Yeah. So it wasn't like quite broken. I was like, it's like seriously impaired my life and I was just like, this is so not worth it just because I wanted to do a big spin.
Yeah.
Like this. It's just stupid. Do you guys skate?
I don't. Jesse's dope.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
You grew up skating?
No, yeah. I grew up like I've been skating since I was like 10.
Really?
Yeah.
You snowboard too?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Grew up next to a mountain.
Wait, which one?
Like not a real mountain, but it was called Blue Mountain.
Okay.
Back in Ontario. And yeah. Well, all that shit. Just not surfing. That's why I want to live in Cali and get learning on it.
Yeah.
Is there sharks and shit though?
Dude, there was like a news report. Like there's not usually sharks like in Venice. I don't know if it's just like warmer, it's like close to the city or something, but there's never really sharks up here. In Orange County, there's sharks all the time.
Like and gray and white?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
I know. So the other day, there was a news report that there was like an 8-foot great white right by the Venice Pier, which is like right where we surf.
That's fucked. That
That's so
me.
Fucked.
Do you
I set it up
that,
to,
though?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I don't even think about it anymore. When you're in the water, you just like don't think about it. But it's like, after that, I said that out to all the people that we surf with here, and they're all like, dude, what the fuck, man? Why'd you send that out? And I'm like, because we should know, right? Like, they were like, of course they're there. You just like don't want to know about it, you know? And it's kind of true. They are there. But just like this time, like a helicopter spotted it or something and reported it.
Damn.
But like, you know, that happens. People will still, like, you could be in the water and like a shark, they could be like, get out of the water. And surfers will just like, stay.
Really?
Because they're just like, whatever. Like, see, it's to me, like, that's, if you don't fuck with them, they're not going to.
That's so fucked.
Or like sitting on your board with your feet dangling.
If I saw a shark in the water, I'd be like, it'd take me a while to go back in, man.
I think Florida is scarier, though, like, for shark-wise. I hear, like,
Florida,
I actually looked it up because I was scared one day, and I fucking, like, Florida seems like a lot of bites. Like,
Florida, Florida's, like, pretty sharky.
Yeah.
Because of the warmer water. I don't know. I'm not a biologist. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend I know that.
Yeah, just spit some fat.
Yeah.
It's sharky.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it fucks with me sometimes, but it's just, like, surfing's too much fun not to.
That's
not
dope,
do, you know?
So are you nasty?
No. I'm really? Not good. Can you hit the record button on the back of that?
That's a bitch, hey? Huh? Oh, it does that?
It's annoying.
Every 10 minutes or some shit?
Half an hour.
Oh, really?
Every half an hour, yeah.
Oh. That was half an hour? Oh, shit. Yeah.
Holy.
I just have to... Yeah, we're good. Thanks, bro. I just have to get like a capture card or some shit. I don't know. If I spent 5 minutes Googling it, I can figure it out. I just like, don't do it. And now people are like... People are like, I miss the gap. Like, people have like gotten used to it because when people aren't here, I have to like get up and go and do it. And they're like, I just get used to you doing that. So now when you don't do it, I like miss it.
I liked how you threw your little logo in there.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Make that a thing.
Yeah. So do you guys like listen to podcasts or no?
I don't mind it. I watch like some hit, like I watch a lot of like rap interviews and stuff. I like that.
Yeah. No Jumpers.
Yeah, No Jumper. Everyday Struggle. I used to watch.
Yeah.
You guys listen to rap?
Oh yeah.
Hip hop, rap.
Who's your favorite?
I don't know. I don't want to be that guy and say Drake, but he's probably one of my favorites. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. It's like, I'm that guy.
Exactly.
I'm that guy.
Wow, you're that guy. Drake, huh? Cool.
Where you from? Toronto?
I'm repping the hat and shit.
Oh, yeah. I could have worn my. I have a hat that says 6 on it that I bought in Toronto.
See, I wouldn't wear that. You know what I mean? I'm not that guy.
God damn it. Now I'm that guy.
Yeah.
Was it spelt 6 or just a 6?
It's just a 6. It's from that fucking store. What's it called? OVO store? No, not the OVO. It's not like a Drake hat.
Yeah.
It's from a store called like Buckets or like Lids or something. Oh, Not Lids. Oh. It's like a more like boutique version of Lids. Know. Lids is like in every single mall. It's like, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like on whatever street has all the stores on it. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Toronto is sick, though.
Yeah.
It's a great Toronto's city. What's your favorite place you've been like on your road trip?
I feel like I have an answer for this.
And isn't it like
San Diego is sick.
Dude, San Diego
cool.
is
Arizona's cool
oh,
too.
Oh yeah?
I like Arizona.
Yeah. Why? Just because the girls are really hot?
I mean
both.
Yeah.
And it's just sick too. Like we partied there so hard with Big Dawes.
Oh yeah.
We went to our first college football game.
How was
so
that?
Fun.
Dude, they
so
like
dope.
Send jets and shit up when they win. Like, dude.
It's insane, man. It's fucking crazy. That's like, I remember like my first college sports game. I was like, this is another world.
In the States, yeah.
Yeah, like how did we not know this existed?
Tailgating.
Like, and like,
tailgating
I feel like Canadians say they party so hard too, but man. I feel like.
No, they don't.
We don't do anything
they
like
absolutely
that.
Absolutely don't.
I don't know why.
They
like,
absolutely don't.
Yeah.
We want to bring it to Canada.
Yeah, like that.
The
that
full send.
Good, yeah.
That was a bring day, send. A day send. That was a big day send.
Yeah.
Barbecuing and shit. So good.
So yeah, San Diego is, dope. I think one of the best cities. I think it's one of the best like kept secrets.
Yeah,
in the United States is San Diego. Like no one knows it's fucking awesome.
And then Tijuana next. Spot.
And then Tijuana, yeah, Hong Kong. Did you guys were you in San Diego and you went down to? Is that when you did that prank?
No, we were just partying.
So what exactly happened with the Tijuana border prank?
We did it in Tijuana.
You did it in Tijuana.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So what do we do?
Kind of just like wanted to get pulled over and it's not hard.
Okay. Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah. So this time we wanted to recreate the situation.
Yeah.
So
we
parked in a no parking zone to
purpose.
Get them to come to the car. And then when they came to the car, they started asking for ID and we did the same thing. We did the flip out, but then it went totally different because they brought me into like the office and then she's like, So we told them we had Coke, and before they saw that it was actually Coca-Cola, they said, pay us $300 and you can go.
They thought we had cocaine.
And then I was like,
they said $300, but we're taking half.
Yeah.
That's how corrupt it is now.
Yeah.
There, man.
And then I was like, do you want to just take it? And then she's like, want to just take the Coke instead of like us paying you? And she's like, oh no, we're going to take it too. And shit.
What?
And then they opened, saw it was Coke, and then they're like, they couldn't do anything. And then
they're
speaking in Spanish to each other. And the one guy cop was telling the girl cop, like, let me drive the car and stuff.
He's like, tell them I'll drive them to the border
and shit. And it's fucked. Like
everyone from San Diego said, like, dude, that happened a lot. They would have took your car, took you, like, drove you out to like the desert and like took you out of the car and took all your shit.
Why did he want to drive our car?
We could see the border. It wasn't far. And he was like, no, I'm going to drive your car. Get in the back.
And like, what did you guys do? Were you like,
no.
There's no way else letting that happen. No. I was like,
didn't they have like guns and shit on them?
Yeah. Like, it didn't get to the point where they're like, get in the back, but
it could have.
Yeah.
Anything could have happened.
Dude, and this guy's still spitting scary, man.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That one was fucked.
That is scary.
We didn't realize what we were doing until now. I kind of know.
I kind of woke up.
But
is that one on YouTube too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mexican.
How long ago was that?
What'd you say? 9 mil now.
9 million views?
That's our second biggest, I guess, now.
Damn.
Yeah, you gotta do it again.
Next, like, Colombia.
Even sketchier, yeah.
Coke prank in Colombia. Cops on Colombian cops.
Jesus.
Featuring Escobar God. Or some shit.
I might have to leave.
Yeah, like actual like Mexican, like pranking the Mexican cartel.
Yeah.
Hey, we're from a rival gang. How to get killed in 2 seconds.
Holy fuck.
That's fucking sketchy. I can't believe you guys actually did that.
That's a fucked one.
Do you want to be in that one? We'll do a collab.
Yeah.
You're cool?
Let's do it. Yeah. Okay. I'll go down. Prank the cartel. No, thank you. Dude, so what's in store? Like what pranks you got lined up for? I guess you don't have to reveal them.
We just did hitting bongs in lecture.
Okay.
So we got like a huge bong.
Like a 2 foot bong.
Or like 3 foot. Yeah.
Smoked in lectures.
Where?
And
we shouldn't say. But yeah.
It was on the road trip.
Okay. Wait, can you not say? Can you not like talk
we
about
that? We just don't want to, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. What's that? So what's it like when they catch you? Like, this isn't that the most nerve-wracking situation ever in a gigantic lecture hall?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also honestly more when you like upload. When you upload it, now that we get this amount of views,
yeah,
we're fucking with like these names of
we
companies.
Get a lot of emails now.
You get an email and it's, or you get like a report from a lawyer, you get like, that's what gets scary. It's like,
but I just mean like prank wise, like when you're actually in the prank, you don't get nervous at all, like standing up in a lecture hall, like people like,
no, the lecture ones are always, they'll always be like ballsy. You gotta like, you sit in there for like 10 minutes and like your heart's pounding.
Really? And you gotta like psych yourself up?
Yeah, you gotta fucking just do it.
Yeah.
What's the craziest one
you've done?
You feel
worse when you just walk out.
Yeah.
So you just do it and then
have you done that before? Like chickened out?
Yeah.
Because it's just like not the right time or because you're like,
yeah. Or if
I mean, when you do this shit every day, like you just have an off day, you know?
So yeah.
You're like, I don't want to yell in front of or watch porn.
Or if the angle's not good too, you're like, I'm not doing it if it's not getting filmed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah. So what do you do when you're in, like, where do you shoot from in the lecture halls? Do you just like pull up in a seat that's like kind of close?
We try to go and hold it down here.
No, I order like,
they don't look. Because they're looking at what's going on. Like, who the hell is just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're standing there with a bong, they're obviously looking at the bong. They're not looking around like, where's 905?
Yeah.
Fucking.
Like, I just feel like my first inclination would be like, oh, this is a prank.
I know.
This has to be a prank. Let's look around for who's
That's
filming,
what I
right?
think too, but dude, people don't for some reason.
Maybe a little more in LA. But like, when we do these like small towns and stuff, like, people have no idea.
Really?
Yeah. Idaho or something.
They're just like, oh, this is a weirdo.
Yeah.
This guy's like, drunk. Stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I was at fucking one of the video, like a playlist live or something. And I forget who this even was. But we came down and they were dressed in a security vest. And they were like, they stopped us and they were like, hey, you can't come in here. You don't have your pass or something. And we were like, no, we were just like, we have our passes. We were just in there. And some girl had asked us for a picture like 5 minutes before, and she planted a bag of like fake Coke in one of our pockets.
Damn.
Mine. My buddy's. And so the security guard was like, all right, I just need to pat you down. And we're like, okay, fine. And he pats him down. He's like, what is this then? He pulls out the Coke from the guy's pocket. And we were all like, yo, that's not ours. at all.
Oh my God.
And immediately we flipped out, but then like, I don't know, like 45 seconds into it, I was like, this is way too weird to be, to not be a prank. So then I like started looking for the cameras, and sure enough, there's like a dude right there, like damn, holding a camera down here. And I was like, this is fuck off. And they were like, oh God damn it. I just feel like
that
that's
online?
Like, what?
Is that online?
I've tried to find it. I can't find it. I don't even know who it was.
Damn. That's a good
idea.
They're
like, we wanted to fucking
that's the
get
worst.
You.
You get pranked by a small channel.
Like, I didn't
even see it. Like,
it was a great prank, too.
Yeah.
Dude, it had me going, man. I was scared. I was scared. I was to the point where I was like, wait, like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, had a moment of clarity. I was like, there's no way that VidCon security is busting me for coke right now. Like, there's just absolutely no way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The guy, the one you guys did.
Especially at VidCon.
Especially at VidCon. Yeah. I was like, that would be the worst way to go down at fucking VidCon, you get arrested.
Yeah. We're so on guard for getting pranked too.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're saying because every prankster is there?
Yeah, or just in general. Every time we meet someone, we're like, because I feel like everyone would be like, oh, I want to prank like the pranksters or something.
Yeah.
Like,
someone tried getting us when we were in Texas.
What happened?
We were like staying at an Airbnb, and the owner of the Airbnb like does YouTube too. So he basically sent like
he sent
a family, like he hired a dad, a mom, and the son sold it, a kid comes to the door and they say like, this is our house, like what are you doing
we
in
were
our
on
house
vacation, what are you doing here?
And then they had suitcases and we're like, that we kind of fell for it for like a bit, we're like, okay, like what's going on, we don't know. And then we're like, we're all looking for cameras, you can watch it after, we're all looking for cameras. And then I pick up the suitcase because they said they're on vacation. I pick up the suitcase. It's empty.
It's empty.
And I'm like, oh, you guys are packing light, eh? And then they're like, they got busted.
And then
shit.
A fucking cop car shows up. Oh, like, yeah, this guy went all out.
Yeah. He tried getting us good.
Like, he must have been so pissed when you realized it like super early.
He was.
He came out on his hoverboard wearing Pokemon shit. Like, it was weird. Like, I was like, what's going on?
What? No way.
Dude, it was like, we're just trying to.
It
like,
was good effort.
Just
though.
Trying to wake up. Like,
yeah.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it funny?
It's pretty funny, yeah. It's funny what happened.
You guys should send him an email. Blur our faces.
Yeah.
We did not condone to this.
We posted the footage and then the actors like reported it, remember?
Yeah.
The actors reported
They reported it. They're like, yeah, the time code. And it's like, it's only that guy on the time code. And it's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I can't believe a fucking, like a business owner essentially tried to prank you guys. Does he do like prank shit on YouTube as well?
I think he does a bit. Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't really look.
Yeah. Yeah. He does. Has done a few. Yeah.
I wouldn't even I didn't think of that people would want to target you guys.
I think they would.
Yeah.
How was VidCon? Was it fun?
Yeah.
Really?
It was fun. But yeah, his car broke down and shit.
Oh yeah. That was fucked.
So was that like a road trip initially that you guys took?
That was the first one. Yeah, we road trip to LA.
Done it three times now.
We literally
from Mississauga?
Yeah.
That's three fucking
we
crazy.
We stayed at fans' houses the entire way.
No way. Really?
Blew an engine in the car twice. Had to get replaced. Stuck in the desert for 8 days. It was like a crazy adventure.
Wait, let's hear about that. You were stuck in the desert for 8 days?
Yeah, our car broke down in Palm Desert.
Palm Springs.
Like the worst place, like literally middle of
not like, Palm Springs. Like it was like,
it wasn't like the
Palm
cool.
Springs is that'd beautiful. Be dope,
yeah. No, it was like, yeah. Like a gas station, like, a hotel in like desert. Mm-hmm. And like we just stayed there for 8 days.
So your car broke down like right in front of there, like luckily, or did it break
down?
No,
on the highway.
Like,
we had to get it towed.
Towed there is the nearest one. And then the guy didn't even speak English barely, like paid him like, I don't know, like $4,000 American. I went home and like talked to my mechanic because it was having problems again. And he was just like, dude, they didn't even like bolt this engine in. Like, I'm surprised you got home. So I had to
so they ripped you off
in.
pretty bad. Much, yeah. You need a whole new engine.
Twice, yeah.
What?
Actually, three times because the first engine.
How does that even happen?
In,
were you just driving super fast or something?
I think
the coolant went out. In it.
Coolant. Okay. And we were in the desert driving like 15 hours straight. So
and we almost missed VidCon, and then we Snapchatted out, and then a fan came from LA to pick us up,
and took us to
and
VidCon.
Drove us there, and we stayed. And then we just got a motel or whatever at VidCon.
Dude, shout out to our fans.
So you just stayed.
They're fucking dope. Like, yeah. They do everything. Dude, they're for the boys. You know?
Yeah.
They're sick, dude.
Yeah. So you stayed at that place for 8 days, just in the middle, like in a motel.
Yeah.
Waiting for your car to get fixed.
Yeah.
And they didn't even fix it.
Was it that long?
I thought it was, wasn't it?
Because it was two engines. Way, yeah. 5 days at least.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. What was the craziest shit that happened, like, on the road?
On the road.
Or what's, like, the best, like, fan place? Like, do any of your fans have, like, super dope houses?
Oh, yeah. I feel like.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, man. I'm brain farting so hard.
We stayed at a lot of fans' houses. Probably, like, over 30.
Really? And that's never, like, weird?
No, I mean, we haven't had a weird...
It got exhausting. That's what it was. It was never weird. It just got, like... You don't need your own personal space, obviously. Yeah. But it was like when you're hanging with a fan, they're like, let's send it. Let's do this. And it's like, yeah, dude, it's Tuesday. We've been doing this for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, we got down to just take a nap.
Yeah. But like, I feel like the road trips are like that. It's just partying nonstop, right? Especially like.
And if we have to edit too, you know what I mean? So it was hard to stay at the fans' houses. But honestly, weirdly enough, we never had like a weird experience. But I feel like if we kept doing it, we would have.
Yeah.
For sure. Like it's inevitable. Yeah. Something's going to happen.
Met a lot of cool people, man.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Savage Mike. Shout out to him.
Who's Savage Mike?
He's this guy in like St. Louis.
Yeah.
He's like, he's a character.
Yeah.
Let us crash for the night.
Hey, shout out to Savage Mike.
He's going to love
Magic
that.
Mike on Snapchat.
Jeez.
Magic Mike.
Let's make him famous.
And then Notorious Mike on Twitter, I think.
He's got three fucking names. Savage Mike, Magic Mike, and then Notorious Mike. That's fucking awesome, dude. Mike. That's fucking sick. Dope. Yeah. So what else? What else is, what are you guys up to today? You're going to get a new camera?
Yeah.
Yep.
New camera. New hit camera. The beach maybe. And, I
don't maybe know. Hit
What's the clout house like? What are those guys like?
Honestly, yeah? I didn't know what to expect going into it. Obviously, it's a nice house.
Yeah.
But honestly, man, like as people, whether you like mess with their content or not,
yeah,
like they're actually dude, chill.
Yeah.
Banks is dope.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah. I think that's one thing too. It's like just because you don't like someone's content doesn't mean that you like don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what I think. People are always different when you meet them in real life.
Yeah.
So true, man.
Everyone was like nice and shit to us. And like it was way different than I expected, to be honest.
I honestly try not to bash anyone until I meet them and have a reason to.
Yeah.
Because like, or if they make PG shit that you don't watch.
It's
doing his own thing.
Yeah, me too. No, I'm kidding. I make fun of people that I don't know all the time.
The funniest one was the Jake Paul like reading the fans' comments.
Which one? Oh yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. What? So you read like all the comments on just, here?
Like, yeah, because I like did a video like bashing him.
And I saw that. Yeah.
And then his fans would like comment. You know, that's like stupid shit that 2 year olds comment because his fans are all 2 years old.
I think you were one of the first to like roast that video too.
Yeah, I was. Nobody else was like, yo, this is weird as fuck.
And then
I watched it. I was like, dude, this is the most awkward thing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Which one?
Everyday Bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the one where you did with 21 Savage.
Oh,
that was fucking awkward.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
It's bad, dude. It's
like
fucking
a song
bad.
Or?
No, they just sat in a car together, and the whole time 21's just like, yeah, dude.
Like, really? Like it's, yeah.
He's like, I can make your merch. Like, shit like that. Like, weird shit. Like, kept saying
I think his agent was probably like, all right, these people, this guy's going to pay, this YouTuber's going to pay you to sit in a car with him for 45 minutes.
He already paid Gucci a lot, right?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. So, what's it like, I guess, like, coming up on YouTube? Like, you guys seem to be working pretty hard, like, in the past year. You guys, like, went through a phase where you didn't, like, did you, like, not...
You know what?
Focus as much on the channel or what?
We were trying to just mimic that typical prank format. Like, we weren't swearing. We would do like those challenge type of kind of pranks, like saying Cards of Humanity lines in public or like just weird shit like that. And then it's like, it came to a point where like I would sit with my boys and shit and like I wouldn't even want them to like watch the videos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't find them funny. And then I was like, dude, we just got to do stuff that like we find funny, like
and like and our
start
boys
using
would
the
watch
lingo, and, like yeah. Make our friends laugh, like instead of just trying to mimic this prank format. And then
it's been
that's
blessed,
when it started working, and we like made a deal, like we're posting 3 times a week, no matter what, no excuses. Like that's the game right now.
And do you?
Not anymore, but
we just
did.
We like did it.
Yeah, you guys have been doing that for a long time.
Like,
I was like, it's crazy
months.
How much you guys edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're trying one a week now, just because it's getting hard to like shoot a lot of good videos. So we're going to see how 1 a week works and then.
Yeah, I saw
make them longer.
When you were talking to Jimmy about that, actually, you guys are talking about just like it's just all about people just putting out content, even if it's shit. You know?
Yeah.
It's so true. Like I want YouTube to like go back to this. Like maybe if we do 1 a week, but they're like, it's like watching a TV show. It's like dope. And like a lot of work put into it. Like I think that would save YouTube if people started doing that. Like,
yeah, but I know
just drowning
the problem is
like
even me, I got this like optimization done on my channel by full screen or whatever. And they're like, yeah, they're like, post more. Like that's what has the biggest impact on like the growth is posting more. I know, doesn't matter if it's good, doesn't matter if it's bad, posting more. So it's like, it's just weird, like balance of like, well, I want it to be good, but it's like,
but I wonder if they will stay as long because like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know what I mean? I agree. That? Yeah. Like, yeah.
If they know like it's going to be a bomb on every time it's up, like yeah. they will not. They will
yeah, the retention it. Is better. I would actually agree with that. I think that's like yeah. the right
But it's move. Obviously it's money like, and shit. People are like, oh, I can make a shitload more money if I just do this. Yeah. So like, they just
yeah.
do it. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
It would be sick if a lot of people started making, yeah, like just like content again.
Yeah.
I know, man. YouTube's just like gone through a period where it's like, like the money just wasn't there anymore, so people are like, all right, well, I gotta find something different.
Yeah,
I know.
Or they just spam their account to like
yeah some or kind of money yeah exactly account. Post every day just garbage whatever.
There's got to be like a competitor soon or something.
I know, dude, we've been talking about that for a while, but
there's just like they're so ahead of the game with video shit.
I know,
you know what I mean. Facebook is like just trying to figure out their shit. I mean, Facebook's been on video for a few years, but it's just like YouTube is a 10-year head start in the whole thing. Copyright, everything. They have our whole system is built in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's just like no, like VidMe tried for a while. They died. You know, Vimeo, but like.
Yeah.
Almost like a, like how there's Netflix, Hulu, like a subscription based.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like how you like, you guys did the Sim Valley thing. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you got enough producers that you know made good content.
Yeah.
And someone just had a like. Money to throw around.
Yeah.
It'd be fucking sick to just get a platform going. Make it $2 a month, but you get a couple hundred thousand people
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
Fuck, it would be sick.
Who do you guys watch on YouTube?
I don't really watch like a ton of YouTube like right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to.
You watch a lot of like rap.
Yeah, like I'll watch like shit. That. Or,
oh,
like,
yeah, right.
Just like, I don't even know.
Yeah. I like Jimmy Chatro a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, his shit is still great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shit he's posting is hilarious still.
He's always gold.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of Thrasher magazine too. That's probably all I watch.
Really? You ever watch Road Dogs? Or no, fucking, what's the show on Viceland?
Oh, wow.
King of the Road.
King of the Road.
You ever see that?
Dude.
That show is awesome.
Is it?
So good.
It's so good.
It's something like anyone, if you even if you don't skate, you'd watch it because it's just like mayhem. It's fucking sick.
They like just road trip.
Yeah.
And they have like a dare. You've seen it?
No.
They have like a list of shit to do.
Shit to
you get
do.
Points every time you do them. It'll be like lick a fucking stripper's titty or something. Like it'll be like random shit.
It's crazy. And so they're skaters. They're just like the craziest people ever.
Yeah.
They just like don't care about hurting themselves and whatnot.
That's
it's crazy. All right. Tell me one more good story about a prank.
One good story.
About a prank. And then we'll wrap it up.
Prank. Jail.
You guys done like a ton of shit. Oh, the one you did in Gold's Gym was hilarious.
The screaming.
The screaming, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds funny.
That was really funny.
We actually just shot that yesterday with Vitaly.
Oh, yeah? Wait, in Gold's again?
We tried Gold's. We got kicked out right away.
So really?
We went to like a bunch, like Planet Fitness, which is, I don't know if you've ever been to Planet Fitness.
No.
Dude, there's like mad rules in there.
Really?
You can't rep or like work out too much or too fast, or you'll get like told to like slow down. Everyone has to be equal and shit. It's fucking weird.
One of those.
Like,
so it's like a cult.
Dude, yeah, I don't know. I don't
that's
get it.
That's fucking weird.
There's
what do
signs
you mean?
Everywhere on the
don't
wall.
Don't work out too fast?
I don't know. Like, that's what Vitaly was telling us. Yeah. And, like, it was pretty strict in there. Like,
is that where he works out?
No, I don't think so.
I saw some big guys in tanks, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he was just hyping it. But he was saying you can't wear tank tops and you can't,
what
like,
the fuck?
Know.
Gold is, like, the opposite of that. Yeah. You can literally do anything in Gold. That's why I was, like, surprised you guys got kicked out.
I know.
There's, like yesterday I was there and there's this dude with his dog and, like, someone vlogging him.
In the gym?
And, like, yeah. People have their dogs in there all the time.
That's really? Fucking
and like,
weird.
What is there? What is your dog gonna do in here?
Yeah,
dog's doing like what? Leg
hitting
curls?
Some
like,
tries?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. Yeah, you guys got kicked out pretty fast though from Gold's.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's like one of the funniest pranks you guys have done.
Yeah, screaming is so funny.
I know.
Dude, screaming is never not funny.
I know.
All right, yeah. One good story about a prank.
What's another prank? I don't know.
I feel like I'm full of stories. I'm just not thinking of them right now.
Or like a road trip story or something like that.
Let me think. Oh, wait. There's got to be a drunk essay story. Yo, let the fucking... The one we just got a review on Airbnb.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we went and partied with a... We did the Super Bowl prank. And then a frat like invited us. I guess they all watched the videos. So they're like, come party and shit. So we went there to like watch the Super Bowl. We got a fucking trash there. Like,
so where was this?
Minneapolis. Yeah. Minnesota.
Oh, you went to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
That's oh, wow.
Like, not, we didn't go the ticket.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where you did that prank where you were like,
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, just inside.
So then we went there and then we got trashed there because they just made us drink and shit. They iced Jesse with like a 1 liter
I
Smirnoff.
I hate that.
A 1 liter.
Oh, milk. Like the big, big ones. Yeah. Dude.
And it's he smashed brutal. It. And done. Then, what? We got home. We were Airbnb. I fucking fucked up on Airbnb. I booked one and I thought it was entire place. But it was like we were staying in this lady's basement.
No way.
And there wasn't a private entrance. So every time we walked in and out, we were there for 3 days. Like, we had to walk by her. She's just like some like
super
hey,
old.
Boys.
Like, yeah, old black. No, not even. She was just like quiet. Some like older black lady, like just Jamaican watching like motivational speeches on YouTube and shit. And she's just like, we had to, I don't know. It was awkward. Like, she didn't like,
yeah.
Even I was like, hi, nice to meet you. Like, thank you for having us. But like. So we go in the basement and this guy's hammered. Like,
yeah, I'm blacked out. Like,
right. And then he goes upstairs. He walks, we wheelchaired him out, but he goes upstairs into her fucking fridge and like starts taking food like out of her fridge. And like, I'm trying to tell him like, and I'm like sauce too. So I was like, dude, like you can't go up there. Like, and he's like, fucking,
you know when you come over the bar and you're hungry?
Oh,
yeah, of course.
But I was starving.
And he'll do any, he'll make like a,
you couldn't tell
peanut
me
butter
no.
pickle sandwich, and you're like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it.
And this guy just grabs like drumsticks and shit. Like,
dude, I made a sandwich. I bring sauce.
No way.
Dude, yeah. I like,
so then we had to stay there for 2 more days, and like, she was so awkward too. So we didn't know if she was like,
she knew,
fucking
like,
knew. Yeah. But then she wrote us a good review. She's like,
oh, she did.
She's like, Kyle and his friends were a pleasure.
Really?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, some of my peanut butter was missing.
Maybe she was maybe she was happy like that you ate it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Probably not, but yeah.
What about someone like someone that you pranked?
Someone that we pranked. I don't know.
Have we pranked anyone?
What's your like least favorite prank you've done?
Least favorite?
Yeah.
Probably like an old one. I don't know. That's probably not on the channel. Right?
Mm. Farting on cops was like brutal. To that
was fucking, with the pooter.
That's such an underrated video we shot. That. It is the craziest thing we've ever done.
I haven't seen that.
Shot for a week straight, farting on, going up to cops and farting on them with like a fake
with
pooter.
With the fake pooter.
Oh, okay,
like,
okay.
Aggressively, like, doing it.
But they don't know, like, because it's so real. Yeah. You put it under your thing, and you, like...
Kyle almost got maced. The guy, like, pulled out mace and, like, chased him. An old guy we used to shoot with, like, got, like, handcuffed. Like, it was, like, this, like... I remember that.
Farted on cops.
I hated that week.
And you shot that for a whole week?
Yeah.
Does that have, like, millions of views or no?
It's only got, like, a mil.
Dude, I thought it should have been a big one.
Did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm scared to say that nowadays because like,
I know
some YouTuber would be like, oh, I did that.
I know.
I think we were the first ones to do it. I don't know, though.
Farting on cops. Holy shit. That's hilarious. All right, boys.
Yeah,
we should wrap it up.
Yep.
It's been fun, man.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thanks. That was quick. How long was that?
56 minutes.
Damn. Jeez.
It goes by fast when you're like being interviewed, right?
Yeah.
What about for you? Was it slow and boring?
A bit.
Boring as fuck. Probably the most boring
Canadian
one.
Okay.
We just tortured Cody Co.
No, I'm kidding. It's fun. I always like these things. I always like hearing more about what the fuck goes on, especially with you guys because you're insane. You fart on cops and everything and eat Jamaican ladies peanut butter. She's not looking.
Oh my God.
You guys finish your beer before me? Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a full send right now.
Cody Co's full sending, everyone.
Day send?
It's a full send. It's a day send. Nah, I got to go work out after this.
Jeez. You're on the gym grind?
I'm on the gym grind. I'm back on it.
Today was day one for us.
Really? Yeah. I fell off pretty hard for a while. Now I'm back on it. I've
classic.
Been hitting
same.
Golds every day.
That's
really?
Dope. Oh, yeah.
What'd you
I mean, it's
the...
fucking hard to do when you're
so
traveling.
Hard. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Like, especially, yeah, like road tripping. Like, it's the last thing you want to do when you're like, get to a place is
you
do a workout.
Yeah.
And you're like, clothes are all sweaty. You don't know when you're like going to do laundry next and shit like that. Like my buddy and I, we backpacked for 8 months, like in Southeast Asia.
Really?
Yeah. So we'd like go for run. Like we'd like, you know, to work out, we'd like go for runs.
Cardio, yeah.
In the middle of like these towns in Cambodia.
Damn.
We're just like, yeah, like mud, dirt roads and shit like that.
Holy shit. Beautiful there though?
Beautiful. But like,
that's
you know, sometimes
sick,
a little
man.
Bit sketchy.
Yeah.
That's so dope.
Yeah.
Damn.
So yeah, back on that grind.
Hell yeah.
All right, dudes.
Yep.
Cheers again. Just an empty beer.
Empty.
To Canada.
A little sip left.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Follow them, Nelk on YouTube. Yeah. Nelk Boys on Instagram. What's your Instagram?
Kyle Forgeard.
MTV Jesse.
905 Shooter. There you
Shooters
go.
Shooters online.
Follow them. Watch their videos. They're funny as fuck. Peace.
Cheers.